10% of Americans simply are so chaotic that they're never, ever going to be able to fend for themselves and make a living. Many, many, many of the poor in New Orleans are in that condition. They weren't going to leave no matter what you did. Evil is his one and
only name. You know, it took me about a year to start hating the 9/11 victims' families. It took me about a year. And I had such compassion for them, and I really, you know, I wanted to help them, and I was behind, you know, let's give them money, let's get started, you know, all of this stuff. And, but when I see, you know, 9/11 victim family, you know, on television or whatever, I'm just like, oh, shut up. I'm so sick of them because they're always complaining, and we did our best for them. But the second thought that I had when I saw these people and they had to shut down the Astrodome and lock it down, I thought, I didn't think I could hate victims faster than the 9/11 victims.
Now, I was campaigning in Chicago, and somebody asked me, is there ever any time where the budget might have to go into deficit? I said, only if we were at war or had a national emergency or in recession. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
A lot of fine print in your plan, Mr. Vice President, in all due respect. It is, I'm not so sure 80% of the people get the death tax. I know this, 100% will get it if I'm the president of this.
It is flat out absurd. Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and to declare an emergency.
My dear mademoiselle, perhaps you have already observed that in Casablanca, human life is cheap.